These are the sounds of New Orleans blues musician Spencer Bohren. Like most traveling musicians, Bohren spends a lot of time on the road away from his home. Recently, however, Bohren and his family found themselves displaced from their home in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. The Bohrens found shelter from the storm in St. Louis, but are now trying to resume their normal lives. In between the traveling and the shows, the Bohrens are working toward rebuilding their home on the bayou. Spencer Bohren spent much of this week in Moorhead speaking to students and conducting workshops as an artist in residence. I spoke with Spencer about the situation in New Orleans last night on Americana Crossroads. Tell people what you're doing in town this week.
I'll tell you, the fact is I'm here a little earlier than I would have expected to come. I was here in February doing art workshops and talking about musical history and doing some concerts and doing some Americana Crossroads stuff. And I wouldn't have expected to come back to do it again for a couple of years. But as most people know, New Orleans has experienced a really tragic hurricane and a really apocalyptic situation down there. To be in New Orleans right now, which is my hometown, it's like a post-nuclear winter down there. It's really wild. And I lost a lot of work when that hurricane went through. And I sort of put out the SOS, and within a couple of days, Moorhead State said, "We want you back." And so I'm really honored that they would have me back so soon, and I really needed it. And I won't forget this. This is a real big favor to me. And, of course, not only did I need the work, I am delighted to be back in Moorhead. I really like this college. I like the people I know here. I feel like I've made some real friends, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're delighted to have you back. I'd love to... I don't know where to go. We only have about 15 minutes here. I want to hear more music, but I want to talk to you, too. I know you were talking to Paul Hitchcock yesterday. We had a brief conversation in Paul's office about, I know when the storm hit, you were able to get out of New Orleans, and you were able to make a go of it, I think, up in the St. Louis area. But you've been back trying to pick up the pieces a little bit.
Well, that's a pretty good way to put it. We did. We were very fortunate to find a family in St. Louis that was willing to... they had a house that they were not using, if you can imagine that. And they offered it to us for the foreseeable future, until the springtime at least, we have a place to live. Meanwhile, between tours and going on the road and doing... there's a lot of hurricane benefits to do right now. We are trying to get down to New Orleans as often as we can to... basically pick up the pieces and clean up. Right as it stands right now, about half of my house is pretty well destroyed. I mean, we've got all the sheetrock and ceilings and walls and appliances and guitar cases and record collections and instruments and artwork, and all this stuff has gone out to the front curb, a big mountain of possessions. And we're certainly not the only people on the street that have a mountain of soggy possessions out there. And then the biggest issue, Nelson, has been the poisonous mold that came because of the weather, and your houses are all boarded up for the hurricane and you can't get back. And it was just the perfect situation for this mold that is just really scary. So you should see us when we go in the house. We have what I would never have known what an R95 mask is, but you put on this mask that you seal to your face. You make sure that it's sealed to your face, and it has two filters on the outside. I mean, you could walk through the sewers of Cairo, Egypt, and not smell a thing with these things on.
So
these
you're like one of those people in the Outbreak movie. You've got full mask and your full gear on.
Exactly what it is.
Just to go in your own home.
Just to go in our kitchen.
Wow.
It's pretty, it's a sobering situation. But as we get everything cleaned out and cleared out, and then we bleach this mold and, you know, rip up all the tile off the floor, it's wild. It is just wild. And everyone that has managed to get back is doing that. You can only do it from sun up to sundown because there's no electricity. It's amazing. I think people kind of have a tendency to, you know, the news has moved on, and I think people think that the hurricane's all over. But the truth is, the story is really just beginning.
Well, this is really fascinating to hear this, and I would love to hear the story, but let me give you a chance right here. I know that it's Fun Drive Week at Moorhead State Public Radio. We're trying to raise money for our public radio station, but I know that there are a lot of people out there that are in the same situation that you are, that have lost a lot of stuff, and people that need that support as well. And are there any charities or any organizations that you're working with that you can tell people about?
There definitely are. We've been gathering places for people to stay, and we've had automobiles offered, a lot of instruments, a lot of donations have come our way, and we're funneling through the Tipitina's Foundation in New Orleans, who are trying to get all the musicians working, and they're trying to get people housed again. And, you know, they're just doing, they're more set up than we were. We managed to gather a lot of resources, but they're in a better position to distribute them. And that's tipitinas.org. Tipitinas, T-I-P-I-T-I-N-A-S. Tipitinasfoundation.org is a good place if you feel like you should, if you feel led to donate money or services or whatever. Tipitinas.org, tipitinasfoundation.org. Another good place is the New Orleans Musicians Clinic. They have been evacuated to Lafayette, Louisiana, and they're doing a lot of good work, too. A lot of people are working real hard.
You have links to these places on your website?
On my website, I believe so. If not, there's a hurricane section on my website that has some letters that were written and a sort of an essay, and those addresses are there.
And I have read that essay that you wrote, and it's really some moving stuff, and it's
Thank
all
you.
On there at SpencerBowren.com.
There's lots of stuff at SpencerBowren.com. I should go there once in a while myself.
You got some cool art on there. You got all the
all the artwork we're talking about is on there, and there's a description of all my a lot of my CDs. I think maybe not every one of them, but everything that's available certainly. And it's a good thing.
Spencer Bowren performed live on Americana Crossroads last night. You can see his full live show tonight at Grounds and Sounds Coffee Shop in Moorhead. Music from the Kentucky Juke Boys begins at 7 o'clock. Spencer takes the stage at 9 o'clock. Admission is $5. You can also visit Spencer online at SpencerBowren.com.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton, my brother was baling hay. At dinner time we stopped and went back to the house to eat. And mama hollered out the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I heard the news today from up on Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.